This is another hard-hitting edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Your host, Eddie Greer, coming at you on this Friday, December 16th, 2022. And this is actually take two of this daily edition of the podcast here, folks. The weekly here, real quick here. Weekly will have to be moved to Monday because Alex had some had to work on our project very late, so I had to move things around. So we will not record. We will get together this weekend and record episode 135 of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly Edition, and that will be edited out. Hopefully, I'll have that edited out and out to K State Nation and others who love to listen to this podcast on Monday night. So be out on the lookout for that. Meanwhile, before I get sidetracked again with this recording of this podcast, Deuce Vaughn, another postseason award he earned. This was announced yesterday. He earned his second consecutive consensus All-American honor. Of course, all speculations, of course, between he and Deuce, because I'm talking about Deuce Vaughn, he and Felix Anyeduke Uzomah, at least when the NFL draft goes, yeah, I'm sure talks will circulate even more after the Sugar Bowl is all said and done. And we talked about, me and Alex have talked about this multiple times, especially about Deuce, whether he's going to go or stay. That is yet to be decided, of course. We still have a football game yet to be played on December 31st when they take on SEC powerhouse, in national powerhouse, Alabama. He became a second player, now back to Deuce, in school history to be named two-time consensus All-America, as the NCAA announced this yesterday. The list of players who received one of the top honors in FBS football players there. Of course, Vaughn Deuce now joins a long list of K-State farm players, including Chris Canty there. I'm just going to go right down the line here. Chris Canty, Tyler Lockett, Jordy Nelson, Terrence Newman, Mark Seminole, David Allen, Martin Gramatica, Jimmy Mendez, Sean Snyder, and Gary Spanini as well. So this is a long, historical, and talented list of K-State players out there. Now Deuce joins that bunch there as well. And for those of you kind of wondering what's going on, how you win this award or how you get even mentioned to be an All-American in all college football, to be consideration, you must be named first team on at least two of the five selected All-American teams, American Football Coaches Association, Associated Press, we already talked about it on this podcast this week, Football Writers Association of America Sporting News, which we covered that already. That should be coming out this weekend, actually. There with Deuce and Cooper Beebe. And the Walter Camp Foundation, the NCAA combines the returner and all-purpose categories in which Deuce was named to that list. He earned first-team All-America honors from the AFCA, Associated Press, and, like I just mentioned a few seconds ago, Sporting News, as an all-purpose player. Deuce, of course, let's say it again to all those out there. I know we've mentioned it for the last, several weeks about his stats. We'll do it again here on this edition of the Daily Podcast here. Deuce comes in ranked 10th nationally in scrimmage yards there, and that includes receiving as well. Rushing and receiving there as well. 136 yards per game, while he's 11th with 14,000 total rushing yards. This year, his rushing total ranks 4th in school history, and he is just the third player in school history with multiple 1,000-yard rushing seasons, and he's already with the list. Darren Sproles, obviously, comparison is going to be on him there. Well, for the last, several years since Deuce took the scene here in Manhattan. And when I came to K-State, a guy that I watched and saw play who really was about that business, Daniel Thomas, also on that list as well. Deuce Vaughn is also a finalist for the Earl Campbell Tyler Rose Award for the second straight year in a row. Deuce Vaughn has now currently, coming in this bowl game, over 3,000 career rushing yards to rank second in school history to none other than Darren Sproles. While he was the fastest player in the Big 12 history to reach 3,000 rushing yards and 1,000 receiving yards in a career, doing this in his 32nd career K-State football game as well. And of course, Deuce One had a big impact on the championship-winning win over TCU a couple weeks ago, winning the Big 12 championship game there. And now he'll set his eyes on doing even more bigger things here against SEC national powerhouse Alabama in a couple weeks there. So Deuce Vaughn, congratulations to him. Second straight season getting consistent All-America there as well. That's huge, man. And, of course, I should mention this, even though it is a little after hours now, but it was Deuce and Felix were out there at the Robbins parking lot. Dodge Robbins, yeah. What I'm trying to say here, they were out there signing autographs earlier today as well at the Robbins Mortar Company. There we go. That's why I want to say that. The Robbins Mortar Company on the west side of town. For those of you who don't live here in Manhattan, Kansas, they're holding that from 4 to 6 earlier today as well. So in this cold-ass weather as well. Actually, it might have not necessarily been outside. It might have been inside as well. I couldn't make it, unfortunately. Couldn't make it out there. But for those of you who did, it was probably worth the wait. We're not here in this cold weather because it's supposed to get even worse next week as well. So weather aside, Deuce Vaughn, another All-America achievement here. And again, I'm pretty sure this won't be the last award and this won't be the last discussion we'll have on this podcast until that decision is made by both of them. Not only by Deuce Vaughn, but Felix Nduke Uzomah as well. So we'll find out. We'll find out for sure what happens against SC opponent Alabama in the All-State Sugar Bowl coming up in 2 weekends, man. It's going to be before we know it in both teams. Obviously, with K-State here, we've had a couple hitting the transfer portal. Nothing really too important. You had a four-string quarterback and a couple others. But Alabama, I haven't heard anything yet. In Alabama, I read this earlier today during one of my short breaks. The fact of the matter is that they expect everybody to play in this game and having no opt-outs. That was the last thing I caught there. No opt-outs. That's what I saw. So I definitely do not want to hear any whining or excuses this year about, you know, we didn't have our best guys or whatnot. You know, let's strap it up, baby. It's on. It's game on down in New Orleans in a couple weeks. The Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast, wherever your podcast provider might be. Make sure you add the other K-State podcast, the Pro Project Podcast, to your collection of K-State podcasts, part of the K-State family, a podcast network, folks, as well. So we're off and running here. And again, another reminder, I'm recording this on Friday night. And we did not record a weekly last night, so we pushed everything to Sunday night, and hopefully everything will be edited and authorized and ready to rock and roll on Monday night. So K-State Nation, you be out and look out for episode 135 of the PPBW edition on Monday night. And we could be doing two or possibly three next week, depending on schedules and whatnot. So I did get confirmations this week. We'll just see how the schedule files out here in the upcoming week here on the Pro Project Podcast. But definitely, if you're not subscribed to this podcast, what are you waiting for? There's plenty of content from the dailies this week and from the fall semester editions of the podcast, including our usual weekly podcast, as well as my co-host Alex Aiden as well. So definitely, you want more K-State coverage other than football and men's basketball, this podcast is a place to do it. Well, that's going to do this another edition of the PPBD edition of the show. Deuce Vaughn, another consistent All-America, back-to-back years, joining a big-time list here of former K-State football players that received that honor as well. December 31st, the showdown with Alabama All-State Sugar Bowl, 2 weeks, New Year's Eve.